Hey, Arizona, Guy Fieri here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell.
Welcome to On the Menu Live, the most delicious hour on radio and the hottest in culinary and cocktail talk. And now, broadcasting live from another Power Happy Hour on Power Talk 1210, here's your host, Matt Russell.
Yes, indeed, fellow foodies, you have arrived to the most delicious hour on radio. Thank you so much for tuning in like you do every Saturday at 4 o'clock right here, live from another Power Happy Hour from the intergalactic headquarters of Power Talk 1210. I'm your host, Matt Russell. Happy to be with you. If you are listening to us on the radio as you're tooling around Southern Arizona, thanks for making us a part of your afternoon. Maybe you're one of those that likes to listen from the comforts of home on our website, onthemenulive.com. Maybe you're one of the 50 million users worldwide that streams to us on the TuneIn radio application. I'm so glad you are here. We have got an amazing show dialed up for you, fellow foodies, because we're just about a week away from the Super Bowl. We're going to be talking about football fare with our good friend Jason over at Trident Grill. We're going to be talking with the lovely Melissa Dioria from the Tucson Botanical Gardens. She's going to be talking about a great event coming up here on February the 7th called Savor Food and Wine Festival, and she's actually brought her own private chef here with her today. Jamie Eldridge from Noble Hops, he's going to be participating in the Savor event, and he's going to talk about what's up his sleeve as he rolls out his goodness, and he doesn't roll out his goodness everywhere, but he does it on live radio. We're really excited to have Jamie here, but there's another guy we're really super excited to have here in our midst, and I say in our midst because, fellow foodies, it is like royalty. Every time he swings into the studio, our ratings go through the roof. He is a longtime friend of mine, fellow foodie, brother, and I think all-around great guy. He's with the editorial team at Tucson Foodie. My good friend CJ Ham is in the house.
What's up, man? How you doing? I don't know if I can even follow that intro.
Yes, you can. Come on. You and me on live radio for an hour. All I got to say is, thank goodness there's a seven-second delay.
Exactly. You know, I think they should just mic us at our breakfast event. That's a good special right there, isn't it?
Well, you know, we normally broadcast this show live from one of the great restaurants and pubs and lounges across Southern Arizona. In fact, we're going to be doing our first road show since we moved over to Power Talk 1210 next Saturday, live from Tavolino Italian Restaurant.
Molto bene.
Exactly. But so here we are in the studio, and the server hasn't come by frequently enough to take our order. So I got to bring in some booze to whet our whistles a little
bit. Just because I'm here, right?
So before we get started with you and find out what is piquing the curiosity of your palate, I brought in something from the Washington Island, Wisconsin, Death's Door Spirits, and it's called Death's Door White Whiskey. You ever had a white whiskey before?
I did, and I went blind for about 6 weeks. But no, yeah, I mean, you know, I have, but this is definitely a first for the Death's Door.
Well, it's just not your typical moonshine. Death's Door White Whiskey is double distilled from organic hard red winter wheat. Say that three times fast. From Washington Island and organic malted barley. Oh, it's good for us. It's organic.
Of course, yeah.
From Chilton Island and then finished in uncharred Minnesota oak barrels for 72 hours. So let's get this show started.
Grains are one of the food groups that you must have on a daily basis.
Exactly. My doctor says I'm not getting enough. So here we go. Salute to you.
Salute.
Death's Door White Whiskey.
Congrats to the new dig,
by the
way.
Thanks, man. Isn't this fun?
It's nice in here.
Hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that'll kick your butt at the front.
Death's Door.
It's got a sweeter finish.
It actually does have a little sweet, and it's
surprisingly enough,
it's crystal clear. So when you think about whiskey, it's sort of, there's a dichotomy there because you're not getting that great amber brown, you know, hue,
right.
Obviously from the uncharred.
No caramel oak. Notes, no oak.
Exactly.
Notes, right.
I would say almost reflective of Blanco tequila, almost. I'm getting
very
some grassy
much so.
Notes.
Absolutely.
This might be the first time we've used the word grassy on the show, just so you know.
I don't think so.
Anyway.
CJ, oh, wait, you mean on the show?
On the show.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah.
That's right. So go to your favorite liquor purveyor, ask for Death's Door White Whiskey if you dare. So Tucson Foodie. is one of the groups that has their palates on the pulse of the Tucson food scene.
I like to say the group.
And you're writing,
but yeah,
you're writing for Tucson Foodie now.
I am.
What's going
absolutely.
On?
Absolutely, man. Great gig. You know, me and Adam's been friends for years. As you know, we're all kind of buddies,
right?
And we've always bounced each other's stories off each other, and we've always done research together and things like that. And so it was a natural fit, of course. And I've done some special things on the site before. But now it's official. I'm official Tucson foodie, and I couldn't be happier. I mean, he gives me creative control, and he gets to kind of, I don't want to say step back, because you know Adam. Yeah. Adam's always in the mix. Exactly. He's not stepping back. But he gets to step up a little bit more on that honcho chair and kind of, you know, delegate a little bit more. And, you know, I think it's a great fit, and I couldn't be happier. You know, I was writing all morning.
I love it. I love it. So I've been, as you know, and as our listeners know, I've been a fan of your work for a long time. You've been writing all around. I mean, let's just be true and let's be honest. Talk to us a little bit about what kinds of things you're going to be covering now that you've joined the Tucson Foodie team from an editorial perspective. Are you still kind of looking for fascinating food and beverage stories? Or are you writing reviews? Are you writing feature stories? Are you doing Q&A profiles? What is your format?
No, I'm not looking for anything fascinating at all. In fact, if anybody has their favorite Big Mac in town, email it. No. Yeah, I'm always looking for the next big thing. You know that. But I get a lot more creative license with Tucson Foodie.
Right.
We can cover more ground. It's 100% food focused. You know, like anything, it's a business.
Right.
But there's a lot more creative license on it. I'm not going to be doing reviews. I've never been a big review guy.
It makes two of us.
When I was with my former employer, I maybe did two reviews. Because here's the thing. If you want me to review Chipotle, I'll review it, okay?
but you got to tell the truth.
Right, because I always tell the truth. That's the thing about me. Right. I always tell the truth. Nobody could ever say I've ever had an agenda in any of my writing ever, okay?
Right.
And so I don't like to review that much. If something's bad, I'll say it's bad. But I don't like to go and have to crush some poor mom and pop dream that's a local business.
It'll kill them. I mean, it'll
I don't
want
to do that.
Right.
I mean, and I had to. I have had to, and I do it because I like to keep my journalism integrity intact.
Right.
You know, as well as any integrity that I may own, which isn't much.
I was going to say you have integrity,
but you know, so reviews aren't really my thing.
Right.
Now, don't get me wrong. If I get asked my opinion on something, I'm always going to give you the 100% truth. But I'm not doing so much reviews. But yeah, features and you know, kind of just rundowns of everything local, of course.
Great.
I want to do, I want to get further into things, though. Like, I mean, I want to touch on not only what you're eating on your plate at the restaurant, but who's behind the scenes cooking it.
Awesome.
Who's behind the scenes growing it.
Isn't that so much a part of the story anyway?
I think so.
I mean, anyone can go get a great meal at so many places, but it's that spirit of the story that's behind the food, that's behind the cocktail, that I think is just as important.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's cliche. They say you are what you eat, but I mean, truth of it is there's a difference between eating something that was grown down in, say, Benson, that makes your plate at a restaurant, as opposed to some huge conglomerate of a farmer that's just there to sell to Safeways and Fries. I mean, there is a difference, not only in taste, flavor, but in nutrients and everything behind that. So what I want to do is I want to take that and focus from start to finish what you're eating.
Great.
And why it's so good. And then besides that, I also want to, and don't get me wrong, I mean, I love my Congress Street restaurants. I love my stuff in La Encantada. I do, and I go often. But I also want to do a little bit more of street reporting, if you will.
Good.
I want to go to neighborhoods that tourists don't go to. I want to go to things that maybe some places that maybe people won't go to for fear of the neighborhood or whatever. And I want to focus and showcase local food from the streets of the barrio,
yes,
to the malls in the foothill.
And no one is doing that, man.
That's what I'm here for, man.
Okay, so that's what you're bringing to Tucson Foodie. Again, TucsonFoodie.com, Tucson Foodie on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, everywhere else.
Yeah. I just debuted my new column today.
What's it about?
It's the week's deets and eats. So that's where every week I give you something.
Oh, no, that's the official name of the new
that's
column
the
now?
Official
are
name.
We breaking news?
We
have you told anyone this yet?
Breaking news. Here on 12:10 a.m.
The week's deets and eats.
Yes.
Awesome.
In fact, the savor was the top article this week.
Now, is that a deet or an eat?
That is a deet about eats.
Okay. A deet about eats.
A deet about eats.
So make TucsonFoodie.com a part of your calendar when you're planning where you're going to eat, where you're going to drink, who you're going to hang
Absolutely.
Out with. We're talking to CJ Hamm, our celebrity co-host for the full hour. He's a new writer, part of the leadership team over there at Tucson Foodie. Adam Lehrman and his group, his forward-thinking group, helping us to, as I say, keep our palates on the pulse of the Tucson food and beverage scene. It's an honor to call you a friend. We're going to have a little bit more Death's Door during the next commercial break, if it will have us. And when we come
Hopefully
back.
Hopefully Death Store doesn't have us.
Exactly. When we come back, we're going to be talking again to our good friend Melissa Dioria from Tucson Botanical Gardens. She's going to be talking about the second annual Savor Food and Wine Festival. And fellow foodies, this is not one that you want to miss. Stick around. We'll be right back.
What are the top three ways to stay current on Tucson's culinary and cocktail scene throughout the week? First, like On the Menu Live on Facebook. Then, follow On the Menu Live on Twitter. And finally, check out On the Menu Live on Instagram. It's On the Menu Live with Matt Russell on Power Talk 1210. Feel the power, baby.
Well, here we are at Acacia Real Food and Cocktails on Skyline and Campbell, and we just ran into Chef Albert Hall. Hey, Chef.
Welcome back to Acacia, Matt. It's always great to see you up here.
So what's cooking?
Well, as you know, our happy hour is always rocking with great food and drink specials every day of the week. And our lunch, dinner, and Sunday brunch menus are ever-changing with fresh, honest, and local ingredients. You know that's what we're all about.
As you say, Chef, real food, real cocktails. That's what keeps me coming back.
Don't forget to check our website regularly for information on upcoming specials, classes, and events.
Yep, acaciatucson.com.
Let's go get a drink, Matt.
I'm in.
Acacia, real food and cocktails on the northeast corner of Skyline and Campbell. Open daily from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Has this ever happened to you? Let's say you're out for happy hour on a Friday night, and after a few cocktails, you and your friends decide to stay for dinner, which includes a couple glasses of wine. And when it's time to go home, you ask yourself, am I really able to drive, or shall I just call a taxi? Well, Arizona's DUI laws are very strict, so driving yourself is just plain stupid. On the other hand, calling a taxi means that you have to find a way back to your car the next day. And we all know how inconvenient that is. The next time you're in this situation, leave the driving to the Entourage Transportation Group. A phone call to Entourage quickly dispatches an electric scooter to your location, and a fully licensed and insured driver neatly folds the scooter up, places it in your trunk, and drives you home in your own car. When you arrive home, the driver simply unpacks the scooter and drives off to the next call. Both you and your car are home safe. Take this number down and keep it handy whenever you go out for drinks and dinner. You'll be glad you did. 909-0100. That's 909-0100.
Hey, all you barbecue pitmasters out there in Arizona. This is Ray Lampe, Dr. Barbecue, and you're listening to On the Menu Live with my pal Matt Russell. It's the most delicious hour on radio.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It is Matt Russell broadcasting live from another Power Happy Hour here at Power Talk 1210, live with my celebrity co-host for the full hour, a food writer with Tucson Foodie, CJ Hamm, is back with us.
Celebrity without the entourage. How often do you get that?
That's right. Well, we have been knocking on death's door, White Whiskey, but it showed some patience with us.
Yeah, I can't see.
And it delivered us right back to the show. So we love that. Anyway, there's a great event coming up here on February the 7th, and it is an absolute must if you love great food, great local food, great wine, and really, I think, best of all, a wonderful backdrop against which to experience all of these great flavors. And I'm trying to figure out the best segue, because I was going to go from flavor to Melissa Dioria, but I don't know that that would be entirely appropriate. But anyway, here representing
Flavor,
the Tucson Botanical Gardens, the director of marketing, my good friend Melissa Dioria. Melissa, how are you?
I'm well, thanks. Thanks for having me, man.
Absolutely. Couldn't do the show without you. Seriously.
It's great to be back.
So you get to go to the Tucson Botanical Gardens every day and call it work?
You're telling me. From day one, I just said, don't ever take this for granted. It's just one of the most beautiful places in Tucson, and I feel very lucky to work there.
One of the things I love about Tucson Botanical Gardens is, and we're going to be talking about the Savor Food and Wine Festival, but it doesn't matter what time of the year, it doesn't matter what month of the year, there's always something really fun and fresh happening out of the gardens, and I think it's a jewel here in this community. I think it is one of the top sort of destination experiences that not only people come and visit when they come from out of town, but also, you know, the residents of Southern Arizona. Go back to Tucson Botanical Gardens and re-familiarize yourself with what a wonderful place this is, and you just are in your role in planning these wonderful events and getting to sort of show off this property to Southern Arizona is just wonderful.
Yeah, we always have so much going on, whether it be adult education, youth classes, fun events like Savor. We have something going on every single time of the year.
So just put it on your calendar or just go to Tucson Botanical Gardens on the on your website.
TucsonBotanical.org. You will find a big list of all of our events and to-dos. And, you know, even just if there's not an event, just in the middle of the day, stopping over, just taking a nice relaxing walk. We like to tell people when you walk in the gardens, the temperature drops and so does your blood pressure.
Oh, doctor's orders.
Oh, I better go.
That's not death's door. This is like the real deal. So anyway, February 7th is just right around the corner.
Exactly.
The second annual Savor Food and Wine Festival. Now, the first annual was just off the charts. I unfortunately was out of town, but I keep hearing again and again what a great event this is.
It was such a great event. Yeah, Saka and Local First approached us to do this event. So we're in a collaboration, the three of us. And last year it just went off without a hitch. It was a wonderful event. We had about 900 attendees,
wow.
40 different restaurants, wineries, breweries, anything that has to do with food in Tucson, it was there.
I wouldn't say without a hitch. I got thrown out. No, I'm kidding.
That was your fault.
The butterflies picked him up and threw him and carried him away. So for those of our listeners that did not have a chance to go last year, what can they expect when they show up for this year's Savor event? How does the event sort of, you know, how is it staged and what can people experience when they get there?
Well, the gardens really lends itself so nicely to an event like this. There's a natural pathway throughout the gardens, which actually is 5 acres. I think a lot of people would have a hard time believing
that.
We're right in the middle of town on Grant and Alvernon, and we are 5 acres. So you just walk into the gardens, and as you follow this beautiful path, there's, you know, a restaurant over here, a brewery over here, a winery. So you're just tasting and eating as you walk throughout the gardens. We're also going to have chef demonstrations this year. We're going to amp them up a little bit. We had some last year, but this year we're doing the Edible Baja Arizona Culinary Stage. And we're going to have a GoPro filming these chefs with screens. So it's going to be a lot of fun. Wow.
So now when you walk, when you reserve your tickets, obviously we're going to have all the information for where people can get tickets. But once you walk through the door, is the rest just sort of eat and drink and be merry?
That's pretty much it. It's up to you. I mean, what's cool is that, you know, once you sort of get your fill and you want to take a break, you can sit in a beautiful space in the gardens. The greenhouse will be open for people who want to experience the butterfly exhibit.
Yeah,
so
beautiful.
Go in there with a glass of wine and hang out with the butterflies. And so you're really on your own, but at every corner there's going to be a new restaurant or something else to enjoy.
And how many restaurants are going to be on parade there?
We have about 40 restaurants right now. You know, and on top of restaurants, we also have a variety of different exhibitors like coffee. Maya Tea is going to be there. Bird's Nest Bakery is going to be there. Yellow Brick Coffee. So on top of just having the restaurants and the wineries, there'll also be some specialty items and artisans there.
You have some brewers there as well.
We do, yes. Let's see who's going to be there. I think Dragoon's going to be there. Nice. Borderlands Brewery, I believe, is going to be there. So we've got all those bases covered.
Good. Firing on all cylinders. So February the 7th at Tucson Botanical Gardens. What time of day does this event get underway?
11 a.m. to 3 p.m.
And I love day... I was about to say day drinking. And I do. But I love daytime food events. You know, so many of these things are at night, which is great. You know, and I love that. But just the vibrancy of the destination of the gardens is so beautiful, you know, obviously, during the day. Get a chance to get out and enjoy this during the day and have some great food, some great wine, some great, you know, some tea. You know, Manish and his whole crew going
to
be out there.
Here's the thing, too. You graze from 11 to 3. You go home and kick back for a couple hours. You get dressed and you go out to see Albert and Acacia or something like that.
Exactly.
And you got a whole nother meal.
And make it a whole day.
Make it a whole day.
You know, you tried something that you really liked at Savor. Go home, take a nap, and go out to that restaurant
at night. Exactly.
I love it. How much are tickets, Melissa?
$65, and that is in advance, $75 at the door. We also have a VIP ticket this year, which is new. So it's $100 for a VIP ticket, and that's going to be pretty special.
And I had a question about that, actually.
Yeah.
If you don't mind. I just wrote about it today, and I was wondering, it says there's, you know, obviously it upgrades your wine tasting, and it includes everything else that the general admission gets. Then it says there's special chef experience for the VIP ticket. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Well, as far as I'm not exactly sure what the chefs have planned, but I do know that the VIP area is going to be set where the cafe is at the gardens.
Okay.
And if you're not familiar with that area, it's just really special. It's kind of sunken down, mature landscape, and all of the, there will be samples of more higher-end wine and food, and everyone that has a VIP ticket is going to get a pretty sweet gift bag.
So it's like Jenny Hooters going to buy us a beer?
So $100 for the VIP, even that's a gonga when you consider all the service.
It really is.
That you're going to be getting. And then best way to do it in advance to save yourself a few dollars from the website again?
Yeah, if to purchase them online, you're going to go to SACA.org. That's www.saaca.org. You're going to want to go to that website, or you can always call SACA, which the number is 797-3959.
It's going to be an off-the-hook event. I can't wait. And we're not done with you yet, Melissa DiOrio, because when we come back, you actually have brought one of your favorite chefs in tow.
And
he's
going to
be talking about how he's planning for this milestone moment in his culinary career and give us a little tease on what he's going to be rolling out to all of the folks that come out to see the fruits of his labors. Anyway, we're going to take a quick commercial break and thank a couple of sponsors, and we're going to be back live from the Power Talk 1210 studios live. Matt Russell with CJ Hands.
Hey there, fellow foodies. Matt Russell here, and I say that nothing makes a culinary and cocktail experience more legendary than a premium cigar. And Jerry's Cigars has everything for the Tucson cigar enthusiast. With more than 70,000 cigars in stock, Jerry's has a cigar for every taste and size, including rare and hard-to-find cigars, alongside an impressive showcase of lighters and cutters, humidors, and other accessories. Swing by Jerry's for some sticks to go, or fire one up in the climate-controlled comfort of Jerry's Cigar Lounge. Jerry's Cigars, the official tobacconist of On the Menu Live. Come see him today at 4433 North 1st Avenue, just north of Wetmore Road. Or give them a call at 887-7778. That's 887-7778. The Tucson Originals Restaurants is a dynamic group of independently owned fine dining, casual, and neighborhood restaurants. Since 1999, Tucson Originals Restaurants have been working together to preserve and promote the unique culinary spirit of Tucson. This alliance has helped many of Tucson's signature restaurants thrive and become icons in the Tucson dining scene. Tucson Originals provides support to member restaurants to ensure locally owned restaurants continue to offer wonderful and diverse dining experiences right here in Tucson. Tucson Originals connects Tucsonans with the local food community in interesting and interactive ways, including cooking classes and demonstrations. Check out their website at TucsonOriginals.com and follow them on Facebook and Twitter at Tucson Originals. Whether you're a local restaurant owner or just love good food, check out Tucson Originals Restaurants and be a part of something delicious.
How's it going, Tucson? Jeff Morrow here from the Sandwich King on the Food Network. Thanks for listening to On the Menu Live with my buddy Matt Russell.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It is Matt Russell broadcasting live deep in the heart of the Power Talk Happy Hour here. Power Talk 1210, having a great time just lapping up the Death's Door whiskey, this white whiskey, with our celebrity co-host, a food writer, with Tucson foodie CJ Ham. CJ, sir. Come in, CJ. Hello,
yes,
CJ.
Sir. Yes, sir. Sorry, I was test tasting our chef. Creation.
Oh, well, I'm showing remarkable restraint, and you're already diving head
well,
in.
Well, you know, I never show restraint.
Anyway, we talked to Melissa DiOrio from the Tucson Botanical Gardens about this great killer event coming up February the 7th. During the day, we love daytime food events. The Tucson Botanical Gardens, the Savor, a food and wine festival. She talked about more than 40 restaurants and brewers and wine purveyors, all kinds of great, tea. Everything that is really local here to Southern Arizona is going to be on parade there at the Botanical Gardens. But there's a chef here who is brave enough to come in here and talk a little bit about how he's preparing for this event. Now, Melissa said there were, I don't know how many hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people came, and I'm curious to know how our next guest is going to prepare to serve his wonder to the hundreds of people here across Southern Arizona that are going to be lining up at his booth. He's the executive chef at Noble Hops, Chef Jamie Eldridge. How you doing, Chef?
I am doing very well. So thank you guys for having me, first of all. It's really exciting.
Pleasure. Absolutely. We love Noble Hops. You know, I think the first sort of authentic, real gastro pub in Southern Arizona. You sort of helped define the space early on because of the leadership of the brothers Musman. They have created something that we absolutely love. But anyway, you get to go to Noble Hops every day and call it work. That's got to be a lot of fun.
It's I'm kind of a beer geek, so working Noble Hops kind of is a dream come true for me.
Yeah.
Especially, going in and tasting beer every morning and creating dishes to pair with that new beer.
Tasting beer every morning, CJ.
Well, for health reasons, you guys.
I taste beer every morning, but I don't get paid for it.
You're in the wrong line of work, man. You got to follow me.
It's the breakfast of champions at the Eldridge household, I'm sure. So you're a bold and brave chef, sir. You are going to be standing before the masses on February the 7th, introducing perhaps some people for the first time to what Noble Hops is all about. How do you psychologically prepare to face, you know, hundreds and hundreds, flirting with 1,000 people? And how do you quickly introduce them to what Noble Hops is all about from the center of the plate?
Well, I was going to say beer helps with that again, but that's probably a bad answer.
I think that's a great answer.
I think that you have to showcase, you know, your restaurant with the quality of your food and what you bring to the table and what separates you from the rest of the gastropub scene in Tucson, which is kind of growing right now.
It's cool. Yes, yeah.
We were one of the first ones in Tucson or Oro Valley.
Right.
And over the last course, you know, a couple of years, you just see them. They're just popping up all over the place. So really, it goes back to the food.
Yeah.
You know, everybody has good beer now. Everybody has good drinks now. How are you going to separate yourself? And it starts with the food. And so myself and my sous chef spent a lot of time in that kitchen trying to come up with new dishes that people haven't seen in Tucson before. Utilizing, you know, ingredients from all over the world, Northern Africa. Mm. We really have gotten into a lot of stuff out of Northern Africa right now.
Oh, my gosh.
Moroccan food, some of my favorite.
It's the best.
Seriously.
It really is.
Some of my favorite.
So that's, and we're going to bring that to Savor. We're going to bring that kind of global scale to Savor, and we're really excited about that.
So when you're thinking about sort of a pub food for foodies, just take out of your mind mozzarella sticks in a red wicker basket. It doesn't belong in the conversation there.
Hey, I'm Italian.
Come on now.
No, there's nothing wrong with mozzarella sticks.
But we're gonna line the wicker basket with linen. We're gonna line it with linen, all right, for Pete's sake. So you of the entire blank canvas that you began with to decide what you were going to be rolling out for the visitors to Savor on February the 7th, what are you going to be serving and how did you get it at the decision to do it?
Oh, so we actually have a new menu rolling out this week. Tomorrow actually is the final phase of that menu. And so what I am bringing to Savor is one of the appetizers on that menu.
Oh, exciting. Are we breaking news? Is this breaking news?
This could be breaking news.
Our advertisers demand that we do this on a regular basis.
It's a good thing I'm here, then. So we actually started with a menu that was about 60 items long. And we just kind of go through them all.
Wow.
Does this work? Does this not work? What are we going to keep? How are people responding to it? What are they responding to? And what I brought for you guys today is something that everyone has responded really well to.
Oh, good.
And this kind of goes on a play of Northern Africa and actually Southern Europe. We kind of wanted to just take this whole Mediterranean journey with one single dish.
My God, this is exciting.
So let's do this. So what we have here is
this is my people's, man. I'm
seriously.
a Spanish braised pork butt stuffed pepperdew pepper topped with shaved manchego cheese.
Oh, my gosh.
And it's resting in a little pool of Romesco aioli.
And this is the real, and it is resting. I double checked. It's resting in a pool.
It is a pool. It's
just
a mirror.
CJ usually does on a Saturday afternoon, but with the papadou pepper. So on the spice scale, where is this one going to smack me, chef?
Well, this one is going to be medium. I'm going to say a little bit above medium. At the restaurant, have an option if you want to spice or not. We have a little in-house chili oil that we make that we add to the dish, and we can always go a little heavy-handed on that if you want.
The flavors coming out of this bite. Now, I'll call it a bite. I mean, I popped it right in my mouth.
It's a bite. It's supposed
to be amazing.
A bite.
But there's like a serious landscape of flavors going on in that.
Well, when
bite.
I was talking at the beginning of the segment, it's because I was licking up that Romesco aioli. And you know what's funny is I said, that's a Romesco. Wait, it's a aioli. Wait, it's a mayonnaise. Oh. And exactly what I thought it was. But, oh, my God, is that good.
That is the real deal. So is this actually on your menu when people go up to Noble Hops?
This is on the menu right now.
Oh, my God.
Is it on the menu live?
It is on the menu live.
Okay, you better staff up tonight because our listeners, you know, when they're going to experience this for the first time. Again, talk about the ingredients that are in this great dish.
So the Romesco aioli starts out kind of as a basic Romesco. I do a little sautéed garlic and onion and then hit that with dried chilies. A little paprika, a little salt and pepper, and I just kind of roast the onions and the garlic like that. Let it kind of turn into a paste. So we're talking like 45 minutes. Just let it break down as much as
you can. You can't cut corners at all in this preparation.
That's at Noble Hops, that's the thing we try to avoid is cutting corners.
The Mussmans are great about
that.
And that's
aren't they?
I mean, look at
what you said.
Even when they do it in a pizza oven, they made sure that thing came over brick from brick and got certified.
From Mount Vesuvius, I think, over there in you know, in Naples.
Yeah. They're very good about that, and that's why I respect them a lot.
So this dish is going to be available for all of our listeners to taste at the Savor Food and Wine Festival, again, on February the 7th. Now, in case people are going to go to Savor, they're going to taste of your wonder, and then they're going to want to go to a Noble Hops immediately thereafter. Tell everybody exactly where you're located, Noble Hops.
So we are located at the corner of Lambert and La Cañada in Oro Valley. You can't miss us. We have the huge patio facing the Push Ridge Mountains, which just kind of adds to the ambience
of
the place.
For sure. Love it. You can have a cigar out on the patio,
you
too,
can absolutely
can't you?
Have a cigar. We have a humidor, an in-house humidor.
Please. Now I found the way to both of our
hearts. Let's go right now.
Now, we have fallen deeply in love with Jamie Eldridge on the radio show, and I love these wonderful moments of spontaneity, and I'm glad I can admit that.
No, total man crush, dude.
Anyway,
that was amazing.
Chef Jamie Eldridge from Noble Hops, we look forward to seeing you on February the 7th, and if not before, we'll see you up at Noble Hops, a great place. Say hey to the Mussmans for us, and we can't wait to see you soon.
It was such a pleasure, guys.
Great. We're going to take another quick commercial break and thank a couple of sponsors. And when we come back, as I said, we're only a week away from Super Bowl, and there's a guy in this community that wants to help you understand what are absolute essentials when you're feeding football fans on the big day. You don't want to miss this at all, because we're going to reveal for you the beauty of football fair. You're listening to On the Menu Live on Power Talk 1210. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Why such a loud slurp, my friend?
Well, I read on a recent article on TucsonFoodie.com 8 spots for Japanese ramen in Tucson that is customary.
What? No way.
Way. Not only that, but I found a great Tucson Foodie article about some of the best Tucson hotspots for happy hour, a guide to the growing number of restaurants in downtown Tucson, a roundup of killer spots for burgers, and a number of new restaurants to check out. Tucson Foodie also just won a Best of Award from the Tucson Weekly's 2014 competition.
That's insane.
What? That they won an award?
No, that slurping ramen is customary. I'm going to have to check out Tucson Foodie to see for myself. Where can I find it?
They're all over. Check them out on the web at TucsonFoodie.com, Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, Instagram, and Tumblr. They also have a great weekly email newsletter, which you can sign up for at TucsonFoodie.com. Just look for the bright red logo.
I'm on it.
Great. Now, excuse me. I have a bowl of ramen to finish.
If you didn't know that Acacia has one of the best happy hours in the West, you've been missing out on a great experience. Our bar menu features a wide selection of shareable small plates, creative cocktails, extensive beer and wine, as well as daily specials every night of the week. Kick back, unwind, and join us at Acacia, where great food at great value is always on tap. Acacia, real food and cocktails. Visit us online at acaciatucson.com.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It is Matt Russell broadcasting live from another Power Happy Hour here on Power Talk 1210 with Papadou peppers lovingly drizzling down the side of my chin. So, CJ Hamm, a food writer with Tucson Foodie, is our celebrity co-host. We're drinking whiskey. We're having pork belly. We are.
Man, that was a good bite, wasn't it?
Seriously,
man?
Though.
We looked at each other like we were in love after eating that, didn't we?
Well, we are.
Well, that's
we?
True, but anyway, more so.
We are. I don't know who you're going to be backing on February 1st for Super Bowl Sunday, Super Bowl 49.
Neither.
You know, it's really not. I mean, look, I'm a Redskins fan. Sorry to say.
I'm a Giants fan.
You can feel my pain.
I can.
Even my AFC team, the Bills, you know, we knocked off the Packers.
I think we beat you this year in the NFC East, so.
Well, who didn't? I think the Saguaro Cougars
Nobody.
Beat us this year. But anyway, but enough about that. Anyway, we want to help sort of debunk some myths about what football fair is all about. And, you know, for me, Super Bowl is as much about the eating as it is about the game itself, the commercials itself. And there's a guy in this community, I think, who has done a great job. Now, when I say Redskins, this place is a must stop for Hogs fans. It is a great place. It's been around this community for a long time, and we just love everything that the Trident Grill is all about. And now with us for his On the Menu Live debut, the chef and general manager, Jason Mockimer, is here. What's up, chef?
Not much, gentlemen. Good to see you.
From the Trident Grill.
He does it all over there.
Seriously.
Too.
I mean, this is like football heaven. I mean, if you are into pig and pig skin on a Sunday for college on a Saturday, I mean, this is a great destination to catch your favorite game and have killer food. Talk a little bit about what Trident Grill is sort of on the plate, and then talk a little bit about your bar program, because I think you got some great craft beer lineup as well.
Well, basically, it's more like a Redskins mecca. I mean, if you're a Redskins fan in this town on Sunday, you have to be there. We have some of our Redskin faithful followers show up at 7, 8 o'clock in the morning. I'll pull in the parking lot. They'll be waiting out front for me to open the door. So I mean,
I actually did my top 10 favorite places to catch a football game, and I said Trident is way up there, yep. Even though it's a Redskins bar. No offense.
Listen, you had to just, you crossed the line again. Here, give me a little bit more whiskey.
It's that good that a Giants fan says that about it.
Exactly.
I'm just telling you, that's how good the place is.
And you can wear your pig nose and not feel like someone's going to be looking at you.
No, absolutely not. You're at home.
Probably not the best place to wear a Tony Romo jersey. I mean, I'm just saying. I mean, you are very welcoming
it's
to
never
everybody.
Never good.
It just depends on if they beat the Redskins or not.
Okay. We've been a fan of Nelson's for years. He and I actually hail from the same part of the country. I spent many years in Virginia Beach as a kid growing up. He spent a lot of time in the Norfolk Tidewater area. And you've got some wings on your menu that I love talking about, because in my mind, I kind of have my top 10 wing favorite places in town. Trident always makes that list, because Nelson wants to explain to me, there's like this spice or this pepper sauce that you use from, and now he's already starting to bring things out. This is a wonderful moment of coincidence. He brought wings.
Oh, those ones on the right, I remember
gonna ask
well.
You, these are still on
I
the
brought
menu,
those
man.
For you.
Yeah,
those
I remember that. He fed me those personally.
You know, we make all of our wing sauces in-house. When Trident first opened, prior to me getting there, we did get a wing sauce from back east. We were having some distribution issues with that, so we decided to start making it in-house. And you know, it took
better
a little while.
Anyway,
it took
always.
A little while to get everybody on board, because that was a good sauce. I mean, it was very good, but we make all of our sauces in-house now.
And so you're knocking out some wings. You're knocking out great happy hour. You got great appetizer menus. Burgers are off the hook
the
over
chowder.
That Trident. The chowder. Seriously.
The chowder.
That's Mr. Miller's mother's recipe, which is outstanding.
I called him Nelson. It really should be Mr. Miller, just to honor the space that he occupies in this community and frankly, worldwide. I mean, let's take a moment right here to celebrate the man who is Nelson Miller and for all that he's done for his country as a Navy SEAL.
Absolutely.
You walk into the Trident. We actually did a live remote broadcast of this show a couple of years ago from the Trident, and we set up a little bit too close to the Wall of Honor, and we were told that we had to move away a little bit. You know, there's a wall that's dedicated to those friends of Nelson's who lost their lives in defending the freedoms that we enjoy. And so when you go to Trident, it really is about a slice of American history, a slice of sort of the promise about what America really is supposed to be, and some great cocktails and food at the same time.
And you better act right, because there's some Navy SEALs there that'll give it to you if you don't.
Seriously. So, no, you're general manager and chef. So, you've been spending a lot of time in the kitchen. When you're thinking about putting together, a menu for Super Bowl, when you're thinking about what people that are coming out for the big day when it comes to the NFL, what kinds of food do you have to have on the table to call it a legitimate Super Bowl experience?
I mean, it all just depends on what you like to eat. I mean, if you're good at, you know, if you're good at making wing sauces, do 5 different wing sauces at home. You know,
seriously.
Make them from scratch.
Yeah.
If that's not your thing, you know, do some cool sliders. Do some sliders feed masses.
Fun.
You know, try some lamb sliders. Try some brat burger sliders. Make your own. You know, just come up with something new. And if it doesn't work, don't make it next year.
See, that's I love the simplicity behind it. I mean, it's, just try it. If it doesn't work, do something else. Lamb sliders. What a great idea.
I mean, we run a lot of different burger specials and things that try it, and we've done a few lamb sliders, and they people really enjoy it. I mean,
the specials are always great.
You know, some days are a little more on the simple side, but when I have a little more time, we'll do some really cool stuff.
That's great. And now, do you still have the? I'm curious how much Old Bay you go through on a weekly basis. I mean, the director of the Department of Weights and Measures probably has to come in and certify your Old Bay inventory. Old Bay helps to drive the Trident experience, does it not?
You'd be amazed on how much Old Bay we put on a lot of our things, and people still ask for sides. So I get about a 75-pound box about every month. month and a half.
75 wow. pounds.
When they delivered it, it's about 75 pounds.
Okay, now, and I want everybody to understand. So, you know, Old Bay, this wonderful Chesapeake-inspired spice rub, which is great yep. on shrimp, which is great. I think you guys even put it on your burger, on your Chesapeake burger.
We do.
And if, you know, if I'm in there, I probably put a serious dent into the 75 pounds. But it's a dust. It's a spice. It's a seasoning. So when you think about... And it's very light, obviously. So when you think about 75 pounds, that is a ton of Old Bay.
Sure. It goes on all the French fries. It goes on a lot of the burgers. And like I brought down here some peel and eat shrimp, which is one of Nelson's favorite items on the menu. And, I mean, we put quite a bit on there, too, to help season those shrimp.
Remind all of our listeners exactly where Trident Grill is located.
Trident Grill is located on Speedway Boulevard just east of Campbell Avenue. It's 2033 East Speedway Boulevard.
On the north side of the street.
North side of the street. And, you know, on just look for the burgundy and yellow. You know, you'll be home.
Yeah, let's not go there. So, I love Trident.
I would imagine that Trident Grill is going to be open on a Super Bowl Sunday.
Absolutely, yeah. We'll be open. We'll be ready to rock and roll. You know, the clientele that we have come in there, we don't have a ton of Seahawks fans or a ton of Patriots fans, but we do have a few super diehard Seahawks fans and Patriots fans. So we'll have a good group in
good
there.
It'll mix, be fun. Yeah. Yeah.
Now, are you going to take sides here, Chef, in this great debate here on February 1st? Are you going to be a Pats guy or are you going to be a Hawks guy?
I'll be honest with you. It doesn't matter who I pick. Whoever I pick, you bet against that and you'll win. So I couldn't pick a football game.
So
they
need to give it to the people.
I couldn't pick a football game to save my life.
Well, give the people what they want, right?
I couldn't pick a football game either. I'm a Giants fan.
Well, I look at it this way. I thought that Peyton Manning was going to destroy the Seahawks last year, and obviously that didn't happen.
Not even close.
So I think, you know, if I had to pick again this year, I'd have to say the Seahawks may take this one. We'll see.
Yeah, I think
it depends on the ball pressure.
Well, so, seriously, you got to think though that no matter where you are on what side of that debate you're on, this is really taking the Patriots off their game. I mean, it is. I think it has the potential of completely, sort of rattling their cage.
It's a big distraction.
I mean, when you got coach and you got starting quarterback and all doing press conferences throughout the week and NFL investigations and you're a week away from the big game, how does that not impact the outcome?
It has to, for sure.
Yeah. So
anyway, I mean, this is the second time they've had a gate, if you will.
I know. So. Yeah. We also want to remind all of our fellow foodie listeners that Jason Mockamer in his charity is going to be providing an opportunity for you to come and experience Trident Grill for yourself. We're going to be reading a trivia question here in just a few minutes. And if you're the first person that calls in with the right answer to the question, we're going to send you a Trident Grill gift certificate to experience this wonderful place for yourself. So that's always a lot of fun.
Weren't mine?
Ours? No, those are not. Get your hands off those gift cards here. And get your hands off my whiskey, for crying out loud. That's enough. Before we... commence eating, and I love the fact that you have brought us just sort of a tease of what is available to people who just love great food and a great sort of sports bar atmosphere. Hours of operation at the Trident Grill.
We're open for lunch. We open up at 11 o'clock. Lunch serves, we have the same menu actually all day. We close at midnight, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, and then 2 o'clock the rest of the week.
And so there's always something going on there at Trident. Now, last time I was in there about 2 weeks ago, had one of your 24 beers on tap. I think you guys got a great tap beer program. The gentleman who was hosting the encounter actually had a interesting-looking tankard that apparently he calls his own. How does that work?
We have a really, really cool program at Trident. Basically, it's a pewter mug that you can order and get your name. You can put anything, a nickname, anything you want on that mug, and it hangs above the bar. So when you come in, it's a 17-ounce mug. You don't get any type of a deal necessarily when you come in to drink, but like
you
said,
one free ounce.
That's a deal. In a perfect day, in a perfect pour, you get one free ounce. In the summertime, we do some deals sometimes where, like on Mondays, if you have a mug, you get a $5 burger. Things like that, and during this slower season, we do things like that.
And nobody other than you touch your mug.
Correct.
Okay, because I like to be the only one that touches my mug.
Absolutely.
And
I heard.
This is a family show.
Oh, sorry.
CJ. And it hangs there, waiting for your return.
Correct.
I love that. And is there an entry fee for that? You have to pay.
A fee. It's very, very difficult to find these mugs, these pewter mugs that don't have a pattern around the center. So you can get whatever you put on there. Anyhow, so by the time we get them here, they cost me about $74.
Yeah.
So I charge $75.
That's cheap. That's not expensive for pewter. No. Goodness, seriously, it's a heavy duty. So you brought some things for us to try.
I did.
What are we going?
Well, I mean, like you say, there's tons of wing places here in town. You know, we make our own sauces. I brought one that we added to the menu recently. It's a habanero jerk wing.
I was there for that, a little bit of kick to it.
So be careful with that one. I also brought some of our other items that we have that are a little unique. You know, we do a brat burger on the menu, which is a little different. We grind up fresh pork, season it like it would a brat sausage, throw it on the grill, put it on a pretzel bun with sauerkraut, Swiss cheese, and spicy mustard. So this is something else that fits in that pub category, you know, something that's not real difficult to put out, but the flavor is just killer.
Smells amazing.
Well, I've made my rounds. As Jason was talking lovingly about his food, I was taking pictures of everything. And again, go on to Facebook here shortly after the show. You're going to see all these great photos, not only of our guests, but of the food, the drinks as well. Follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/onthemenulive, on Twitter, On The Menu Live, and on Instagram, On The Menu Live. So, Chef, between the two wings that you brought out for us, which is the first one to try?
You want
to
try the H1, which is basically not that side. There you go.
This side.
Sorry, I'm Jason. I just gravitate towards those because you showed me when you came out with that sauce, man, and it is excellent.
Okay, talk to us about this H1 sauce again.
Basically, H1 is the mildest of our sauces. It's still going to have a little bit of a kick to it, but, you know, we make it in-house. Granulated garlic, black pepper, some different special spices I can't tell you about, like sambal is in there, a really good local balsamic vinegar is in there.
Sambal.
A little bit of sugar. Yeah.
Local balsamic vinegar.
Yeah, I mean, there's actually some really, really good ingredients in those sauces.
I was saying I'm picking up a little sweetness on here, and I love the way that the sweetness sort of works together with the spice. Now, you see H1, this is on the mild side.
Correct.
So this is a respectable spice here.
Yeah, that's the mildest you can get, basically, unless you want to. We also have a barbecue that's more of a peppery hot barbecue that's actually made local from a local chef here in town called Chef From Hell. Believe it or not, that's his name. So
these are great wings.
Good.
Okay, so we can make this definitely part of our mandatory football fare on our table, Super Bowl Sunday. Great wings. Now, again, remind me what's on.
Are you okay
babies.
With a little heat?
I'm
okay.
Hey,
so
he's good.
Hey, you know what? Just in case, I got some death's door to
that
to,
definitely
to put the
won't
fire
help.
Up.
That. So these are some what we call them habanero jerk.
Matt,
so there's
are
some
so
there's
good.
There's some crazy flavors going on there. You're gonna get a little bit of heat at the end from the habanero, obviously, but this is a real authentic jerk seasoning. So I mean, there's a ton going on. That's another one that people are sometimes a little bit scared to try.
Gosh.
But if you have five or six of them, it catches up to you.
Okay, so people say, okay, this is good. This is a really good wing. People say jerk sometimes when it's not really jerk. They sometimes misuse the word jerk for spicy.
Right.
I am tasting every authentic jerk ingredient.
All spice.
Exactly, CJ. That's what I'm tasting off of these wings. And you got that heat of the
They're
habanero.
Amazing.
This is just beautiful.
No, those aren't bad. We took a few batches to get that perfect, but that turned out.
I honestly was in there when he was working on it, and he's like, give these a shot. And as soon as I tried them, I said, you're on it, brother.
All this spice and clove and just beautiful.
And habanero. Which, you know, same thing as Scotch bonnet, basically. And that's jerk.
Habanero jerk wings. Now, can you order them? They come in a dozen, two dozen.
You know, half dozen,
three dozen.
A dozen.
Okay.
Or you get the CJ size, which is 36 wings. No.
I was going to say, can I keep ordering them? I don't have to stop at a dozen. Anyway, these are great wings. Again, make room for wings on the Super Bowl table. What else we got going on here?
Basically, we brought some peel and eat shrimp, which is a Trident
staple. I'm going
staple.
In on that.
And those are we sell tons and tons of these on the menu there. Also, something that's going to be a little messy, and someone's going to have to cut this bad boy open. But this is something we've added to the menu, just something totally different. But I think that
it's very reminiscent of a Green Bay Packer bar.
Peel and eat, and it's exactly what it is. You actually get involved in the process yourself.
Correct.
You actually steam. You're steaming these shrimp.
Yes, sir.
You're steaming the shrimp with the Old Bay coating on them, so you actually get a chance to roll up your sleeves and get a little bit dirty. But the lovely thing about that Old Bay, it's the gift that keeps on giving, because when you pop that shrimp in your mouth, you just lick your fingers, and it's like a chaser.
Exactly. Great.
So I'm going to do God intended me to do with this shrimp.
You got to try a little of that cocktail sauce.
Yeah, you got to try the cocktail.
Well, I might have to have another shrimp because I already ate the shrimp without the cocktail sauce. Now, people just order this stuff by the buckets, right?
Yeah, you can get, again, half pound or a pound on those.
Half pound or a pound of these peel and eat shrimp. Now, CJ, you a fan of shrimp?
No, as I devour my third.
His third one. And might I recommend a pairing of Death's Door whiskey? You know, I think I'm going to send Death's Door a copy of this show and ask for $10,000.
Perfect. Yeah, I think they deserve it.
Anyway, so I'm going to try this cocktail sauce here. I hope I'm not violating protocol by using my fingers.
What do you mean? If you don't eat shrimp, you're supposed to.
Beautiful. Football, wings, man. Steamed shrimp.
Even a cocktail
craft
sauce.
Beer.
Nice.
Yeah, we make that in-house. That's good.
Love the fact that you are still dedicated to sort of this local promise. The fact that you are now doing, you're doing this, all your wing sauce and everything, all in-house, all scratch-made stuff. So don't be afraid to spend some time and create in the kitchen for Super Bowl. Don't feel like you got to go buy a jar or a bag and bust it open and dump it out. We want you to dump that whole idea
out. This man's making his own sauce. That's why he's also front of the house GM, too.
That's right, front of the
Jack
house, back
of all
of the house.
Trades,
and everything in between.
It's fun. No, everything. We have a really, really good time at Trident. You know, we have some really good employees that work there. You know, it's a place where you can come and have a great meal and meet some great people. And you know, the best thing about Trident, in my opinion, obviously the food and service is what people are known for. But it's the atmosphere. You can sit at the bar next to a 21-year-old kid on your right who's going to U of A. You know, and you can sit next to a 70-year-old. Pilot on your left, ex-pilot, you can have a great conversation with everybody. It's the type of people we get in. It's our regulars who really drive Trident. Our regulars, we have guys that come in 5, 6, 7 times a week.
Believe it. I got my bug on the roof.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great place to be.
Okay, well, the time has come, Chef, for us to give away a gift card to one of our listeners. I know you got a couple of ideas for questions. We could probably start easy, and if there's time, we'll work our way up to a little bit more challenging. But in the meantime, I'm going to start cutting this brat burger.
Perfect.
Again, it looks like on this gorgeously proofed pretzel bun. So what's a good question to ask our listeners? If they want to experience Trident Grill for themselves and kind of get an early start on the Super Bowl action, they're going to be able to call in and try to win this gift card. What's a great question to ask our listeners?
So we're gonna start with an easy one for anybody that knows Trident. If you're lucky and you've been in before, I want to know the name of Nelson Miller's dog.
And that's the easy one.
That's the easy one.
Oh boy,
if you've been there, it's easy.
All right. If you've been to Trident and you know, you have to know the name of Nelson Miller's dog. If you think you know the answer to the question, give us a call right now. 750-7456. That's 750-7456 for a chance to win a gift certificate to enjoy Trident Grill for yourself. Stick around. I'll be right back.
Is Tucson's only locally owned and trusted purveyor of the freshest extra virgin olive oil and specially aged balsamics? Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics in St. Philip's Plaza. I'm Matt Russell, and I trust Alfonso exclusively for my olive oil and balsamics, and you should too. Tom and Nancy Alfonso invite you to taste the difference for yourself. Choose from nearly 30 olive oils imported from all over the world, from single varietals to fusions and infusions with fresh herbs, fruits, and spices. And enjoy the sweet and velvety flavors of more than 20 aged balsamics from Modena, Italy, including espresso, dark chocolate, fig, as well as traditional balsamic. And while you're there, check out their wide selection of artisan salts, peppers, chutneys, and jams, as well as fun accessories to take your olive oil and balsamic experience to a new level. Stop in today for a complimentary tasting. And as they say, taste first and buy when the excitement becomes overwhelming. Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics in St. Philip's Plaza on the southeast corner of River and Campbell. See what they're pouring today at alfonsooliveoil.com.
If you enjoy craft beer like I do, you want consistency, innovation, and passion to go into each and every beer that you drink. And Barrio Brewing Company, Arizona's oldest brewery, puts all three into each beer it produces. And they've been handcrafting fine beers for Tucson and Arizona for nearly 25 years. Barrio Brewing serves up a spectacular lineup of 12 standard and seasonal brews, including Barrio Blonde, the oldest continuously brewed beer in all of Arizona. Barrio also turns out specialty beers each month, like its new Simpatico Stout, a rich blend of Euro espresso roasted coffee, low-fat cocoa, flaked oats, and milk sugars to give you just the right balance of sweetness and a full, creamy mouthfeel with every sip. Stop by Barrio Brewing Company at the corner of 16th Street and Toole Avenue, just southeast of downtown, to enjoy some of Arizona's most innovative and delicious brews. or look for them at your local grocer or your favorite dining and drinking establishments across town. Learn more today at BarrioBrewing.com.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It is Matt Russell broadcasting live from another Power Happy Hour here on Power Talk 1210 with my celebrity co-host, Mr. Death's Door himself, food writer with Tucson Foodie, CJ Ham.
Feeling jazzy.
Feeling totally jazzy with the new intro. Absolutely love it. Anyway, if you can't find this station as you're tooling around Southern Arizona, if you're listening to this on our website, if you want to listen to this show from wherever you are around the world, download the TuneIn app or just go to TuneIn.com, dial in Power Talk 1210, and you will get crystal clear streaming live of this show every Saturday at 4 o'clock. And of course, all of our previous shows are archived on iTunes, and you can go to the iTunes store and download the podcast,
and you can see pictures of all our beautiful faces
and all of the beautiful food that Jason Mockamer is
brought in. Oh, yeah, that's more important.
For us. Anyway, we got a full board of callers that think they know the answer to the question. Again, the question of the week is, Nelson Miller, the proprietor at the Trident Grill, has a dog, and we want to know the name of Nelson's dog. And Jason Mockamer promises if you've ever been into the Trident, you'll likely know the answer to this question. And we're going to see if Bob knows the answer to the question. Hey, Bob, welcome to On the Menu Live.
Bob.
Hello, Bob. Are you with us? Hi, Bob.
Hello. Hi there.
Well, thanks so much for listening. And, you know, we're pulling for you now, man. We want to know if you know the name of Nelson Miller's dog.
I think his name is Dent.
Okay, what is it?
Dent.
Dent. Jason, what do you say?
That's it. That's right.
You got
you
it, Bob.
You're correct, my friend.
Oh, my gosh, the first caller.
I'm not going to tell any jokes like I did last time I was on the show.
But we do have another. You want to do another question?
I do have another question. This is going to be difficult.
Okay, so, Bob, we want you to hang on the line. Don't go away, because we're going to get, in just a few minutes, we're going to get your mailing address, and we're going to mail that gift card out to you in the mail. But Jason says we're going to give away another gift card, but this question might be a little bit more challenging. What's the next trivia question?
I want to know how many mugs hang above the bar. Trident.
Okay, how we talked about these personalized mugs that you can be a part of. This personalized mug program at the Trident Grill is yours in perpetuity, and you can drink from that same mug every single time you experience Trident. And we want to know how many mugs are actually hanging at the Trident. And if you think you know the answer to the question, give us a call, 750-7456, 750-7456. We're going to let Mark do a little housekeeping, and the phones will ring. So let's go back to this Bratburger.
Why don't we say whoever gets closest to the number of mugs in the next five calls, we'll be here till tomorrow
afternoon.
You'll
be the judge. Right, it's only an hour show, so you'll be the judge. Talk to us again about this Bratburger, because I think you think burgers, you think brats, you think football. You're making it all happen on one plate.
So basically, fresh grind pork in the restaurant, season it up with different seasonings. And again, I can't really tell you. It's actually an old recipe from my grandmother when they used to make sausage. So
it's
a cool thing.
Nice.
Basically, grill that thing up, and we put it Swiss cheese on top. We make the mustard that goes on there. It's almost like a Cajun mustard.
Best
sauerkraut,
kind of mustard.
Caramelized onions. These pretzel buns are some of the best that I've found utilize for this.
Where'd you get them from here? Locally?
My Shamrock. I get them from Shamrock Foods. Yeah. So there are some.
I had a pretzel bun the other day from a place, and I'll keep it nameless, but it tasted it looked like a pretzel. Tastes nothing like a pretzel.
Doesn't taste like a pretzel.
That's the problem.
What's the point of a pretzel?
Seriously, that's the problem. It looks like someone has called and they think they know the answer to the question. Sarah, how are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing great. We just got better because you sound like such a lovely young lady. Anyway, tell me exactly. The show is just going south. It really is.
It's a family show, Matt Russell.
It is. Okay. We want to know how many mugs are hanging there at the Trident Grill. What's your answer?
I'm going to say 600.
600.
That's very, very close.
Okay.
That's as close as anyone's going to get.
Okay.
Today.
Right. Sarah, I have to ask Sarah, are you employed by Trident Grill?
Uh-oh. Maybe.
Oh. All right. Well, we got to do it. Anyway, Sarah, thanks so much for listening. Thanks for calling. Mark is going to get it. Your information. Well, why don't you just pick up your gift card next time you come to work? And then we'll give it to you then. Anyway, and she
Sarah's
hung up
gone.
On me.
Right. She cheated anyway.
Did I hear her right, Jason? 600.
600. 600.
Oh, my gosh. So the 600 people have said yes to Trident. They want to drink out of their own mug.
We've actually had to reinforce the ceiling up in the top of the bar to make sure those mugs can hold.
Oh, fantastic.
Okay, so Jason Mockamer, general manager and chef, has made the bratwurst happen on a pretzel bun in burger style. Beautiful sandwich here at the Trident. He's got some great shrimp, some wonderful wings. He has told you exactly how to do football fair in style. Jason Mockamer with Trident Grill, thank you so much for joining us.
Anytime.
And best of luck to you on Super Bowl Sunday. I'm sure our listeners are going to come pay you a visit.
Appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
And CJ Hamm, our celebrity co-host, always a party when you're on the show.
Well,
we're
thank
drinking
you.
Some great drinking some great food.
We are.
We're drinking a great really cocktail and having some wonderful food. Anyway, if you missed any part of the show whatsoever, the entire show is going to be put up on our website on themenulive.com early next week. In the meantime, it's Matt Russell and Jason Mockamer and Melissa Dioria and CJ Hamm reminding you, if it is Saturday from 4 to 5, it's on the menu. Cheers. Have a great weekend. We'll see you at the Trident Grill. Fellow foodies, you're in for a treat. Take it easy.